Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for May 25th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from 1 Samuel 8, verses 4 through 9. One day the nation's leaders came to Samuel at Ramah and said, "You are an old man. You set a good example for your sons, but they haven't followed it. Now we want a king to be our leader, just like all the other nations. Choose one for us." Samuel was upset to hear the leaders say they wanted a king, so he prayed about it. The Lord answered, "Samuel, do everything they want you to do. I am really the one they have rejected as their king. Ever since the day I rescued my people from Egypt, they have turned from me to worship idols. Now they are turning away from you. Do everything they ask, but warn them and tell them how a king will treat them." Samuel is a pivotal leader in Israel's history. Samuel is prophet and priest. He serves as the last of the judges, and in many ways as the idyllic example of what a judge was meant to be. It's Samuel who will anoint Saul and eventually David. Samuel represents a crossroad of Israel's history and polity and is a key player that initiates this change. Samuel sees and understands the issues that having kings will present. The authors of 1 Samuel have likely seen, writing from exile in Babylon, how those given power as kings have abused that power and how Israel has become like all the other nations, moving from a theocracy to a monarchy. In a sense, Israel abdicates its responsibility for faithfulness, putting that responsibility on the king. Samuel warns them, "You will become the king's slaves, and you will finally cry out for the Lord to save you from the king you wanted, but the Lord won't answer your prayers." 1 Samuel 8:17 through 18. But Israel, as it did at Sinai, continues to prefer to keep God at arm's distance. Samuel is bewildered that Israel would choose this. He's inclined to take it personally, though God reassures him that it is God who Israel is rejecting, not Samuel. In some ways, this isn't really a turning point for Israel. This act is consistent with their past desire and behavior. Israel has consistently been wishy-washy with both human leaders and with God, but this marks as an official rejection of a willingness to be faithful. It is, in a sense, a choice to be self-reliant and to distance themselves from God. This is the paradox of both Israel's and our own spiritual journeys. The longing for freedom and self-direction set against the care, love, and provision of God. Somehow, our propensity for control overrides our knowledge of the goodness of God's care. Despite God's steady history of care and provision, we're somehow prone to want to take things into our own hands until it gets too messy, and then, and perhaps only then, do we cry out for help. This is not best practice. God would clearly prefer a steady reliance, yet God bears with Israel and bears with us. We're inclined to see this cycle through a lens of shame, or to see it primarily as letting God down. Although this might be true, God seems more concerned with the consequences that impact us, and less about how it might or might not affect God's emotional well-being. God apparently is reluctant to save us from ourselves. Like Israel, we will face the consequences of our own choices, and the prayers we pray for help won't be answered until we are willing to accept God as God. God is willing to let us sleep in the beds we make, as well as willing to direct and care for us as we are willing to accept that provision and obligation. Some questions for today. How do you reject God as King? Why? How do you want your life to be just like the other nations? What would a steady reliance on God look like in your life?